the Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. You see it, we help you do it. AIB, for the life you're after.
Well, now to a budget that lacked any fairy dust and has left lots of multitasking mayhem for those who will come later. UK Chancellor Jeremy Hunt's budget this week was described by one commentator as a hit and run budget. Another said it was a magic trick with a hat but no rabbit. And my favourite description is from the Financial Times this morning, a quote where one senior Conservative says, "If we have an election now, it will be the charge of the Light Brigade." Well, I'm joined by TV presenter with TRT World, Enda Brady. Enda, what was so terribly wrong or awful about this budget?
Well, I think, Richard, the one thing to say really is that, you know, we're in election year here, widely predicted to be October now, and there was no rabbit out of a hat. There was no incentive to vote Conservative. I mean, if this truly was the last roll of the dice from Jeremy Hunt on behalf of the Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, you'd wonder what's in it for the electorate. There was absolutely nothing. And I mean, the best kind of analogy I could use is that everyone expecting the rabbit out of the hat at the end, I think the British public have just discovered that the rabbit has been eaten and the hat was borrowed. There's absolutely nothing in this budget to make you think, I'll stick with the Conservatives again. So after 14 years, the tank is empty, the bank balance is gone, the credit card is maxed out, and I think Britain is in for years of very difficult financial situations.
Yeah, it's a bit of a stew that was described as, you know, that Hunt was operating in a claustrophobic fiscal environment. One of the big measures in it was cutting national insurance, which is like a form of PRSI or effectively a tax, which would have delivered some money back to some workers. But it looks as if he's going to borrow the money in order to do that. So therefore, it's a kind of a have this bit now and somebody's going to have to pay later, probably under a Keir Starmer Labour government.
Yeah, look, I think I'd be very worried if I was Keir Starmer and his people looking at the finances of the United Kingdom going forward, because the Conservatives are leaving a complete mess. They're trailing so far behind in the polls, it's no great surprise that so many of them are jumping ship ahead of the election. Predicted to be about 100 Conservative MPs standing down, among them Theresa May, which was announced yesterday. So, yeah, Starmer can't be touched. I mean, he's on 44% if you put all the polls together. Conservatives, the best they're getting is 24%. So Starmer's a clear 20 percentage points clear. He's not going to lose this next election. And the budget was just completely underwhelming. And you're right, national insurance coming down, that would probably, for the average working salary man or woman, that would be about maybe an extra £450 a year. But it's all borrowed money. Government debt is now past 100% of GDP. And the British economy, we're in a technical recession in Britain right now. The next quarter figures may lift the UK out of that. But, of course, the elephant in the room that nobody ever mentions because they delivered it, this Conservative government, is Brexit. What an absolute shambles that has been.
What about the future and that debt? And when, let's say, Keir Starmer does come in after the next election, which it looks like, he's going to make a load of promises. Jeremy Hunt stole a couple of Labour policies for the budget there in relation to non-domiciled people and other tax-raising measures. He's going to make a lot of promises, and it looks as if, Enda, the money just won't be there to do things that he might well promise to do. And it could well be the opposite. There could be tax increases and even spending cuts, perhaps.
I think there have to be tax increases straight away. I mean, at some point, this money needs to be paid down because the interest payments alone are crippling. I think the Conservative strategy, from what I can see and hear on the ground in Westminster, is scorched earth policy. Just leave Labour absolutely the ruins of everything and then go into opposition, and Starmer won't be able to turn it around and the Conservatives will come back in 4 or 5 years' time. That's the best outlook for the Conservatives right now. I mean, Starmer's a very clever man. He has not put a foot wrong for a very long time. He's rebuilt the Labour Party. He's rooted out a few very strange people who have managed to get hold of the party. And they are now starting to look like a government in waiting. What he's going to do fiscally, I think his hands will be tied. There's absolutely no wriggle room here. They haven't even started paying off COVID. They've not touched the sides of that. So the UK is in a really challenging situation. And I mean,
Rishi Sunak, whatever will happen after the election. I mean, there are some sort of some speculation about what he might do as well.
Well, I think Sunak will relocate to California. Everything I'm hearing on the ground in London is that the game is up. He wants to get to October, so it'll be two full years on his CV as Prime Minister. He hasn't in any way set the world alight. I mean, he's steadied the ship, certainly, but when the bar was so low, having inherited the ship from Liz Truss, I mean, you or I could have done this. It's, any person on the street could have done this. He's just... It wasn't a very successful leader before him, or before that, or before that.
Well, Enda, we hope that the English rugby team doesn't apply a scorched earth policy in Twickenham this afternoon. Thank you very much for joining.
I think it'll be over at half-time in our favour, Richard,
you're very confident. TV presenter with TRT World, Enda Brady, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.